in New York, at least for now, anyway. I think before we get into any of our programming here, it would be only right and proper to acknowledge that as this program is going out live this morning through New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and in fact throughout the world through IrishRadio.com, we want to pay tribute to two amazing, fantastic police officers who were doing what police officers do best in watching out for each and every one of us, in making sure that the rest of us can go along our merry way and sitting in a car just this time. Last week, in a patrol car to New York City, police officers were assassinated just by some lunatic who had responded to what was, without getting into the blame game here, responding to an anti-cop, an anti-police string of total unnecessary and unjustified rhetoric that has, come out of, unfortunately, City Hall, and the mayor who must take his share of the blame, Mayor de Blasio, who, true to his campaign and his, has spent a lot of time this year just beating the crap out of the police department. And so single the mayor out because he's the man who is in charge. He is by no means the only person, but he's the leader of the city. And from day one, he has somehow managed to bring out the worst in a great number of people who know and who have deep respect for police officers. God knows, yes, there are many throughout not just New York City, but throughout the United States, and for that matter, throughout the world, who feel that cops, that police are very heavy-handed, and that some of it is, in fact, connected with the color of skin and whatever. But let's not talk about paint everybody with the same tar brush, as it were. Anyway, none of what I and I'm sure many of our listeners and those who have been shocked by this horrific tragedy in Christmas 2014, maybe when all of the analysis of the year that we've just come through, maybe when all of that is rolled out, I think we will think of Christmas 2014 for New York City anyway, singularly the the worst tragedy since 9/11. It affects everybody. It has, and again, it's timely to bring it up at this point, because as we start today's program, there were two police officers again were assassinated. One of them, police officer Ramos, is today his religious service is taking place as we start, with thousands of uniformed police officers, not only from New York City, New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, but right across the country. And they're here again to pay tribute to two police officers who were, for no reason at all, just gunned down. Again, one would have to say, as a response to the rhetoric that has surrounded the couple of incidents, and I'm not going to go into it. I think most people know that the eye for the eye and the tooth for a tooth has that theory has spilt over, unfortunately, into many who are who think that it's quite all right take peaceful protests and turn them into something which is totally unacceptable. None of that, indeed, will be of much solace to the families of police officer Ramos, whose mass, as I say, is taking place as we speak, and also to police officer Liu, whose funeral is still not has not been arranged, as many of the relatives and of Officer Liu are still making their way from China to New York. I think, though, that perhaps the best way we can honor those officers who indeed the martyrs is to, you know, basically just give them a silent a prayer, a thought, and recognize that their assassinations are not in vain. And perhaps the best thing we can do is again to join with the thousands and more thousands of police officers who today are paying tribute to the slain police officers. And with that, friends, I like to start the program and again tell you that you are listening to the Flannel Lee Show. We're coming to you live from New York. The program is produced, as all programming, on irishradio.com by Áine Sheridan. And we are indeed going to be with you again for the next 2 hours. Perhaps as a tribute to the slain cops, and as the funeral is taking place right now, we might start off with a tribute from the Irish tenors to officers Ramos and Liu as we start our program. You're welcome, friends.
Amazing grace.
It's also refreshing, of course, to know that the family, the Ramos family, indeed have offered something that must be quite difficult for them to do, in the sense that the mayor of the city, Mayor de Blasio, has taken a lot of blame, many would say, and rightly so, for inciting and ensuring the lack of support for the New York City Police Department that the Ramos family has invited the mayor to speak at the mass today, and also that Vice President Joe Biden is also going to be a speaker at the mass. The hue and the cry from many supporters of the police, and indeed some of the police department, in reaction to the tragedy and the assassination of a week ago today, there were calls for boycotting, not allowing the mayor to even attend the funerals. I think maybe we can take a cue from the family, and this is the from the family of one of the slain police officers, to let the dust settle, and so fair play to them. Also for not jumping on the bandwagon for those who are very, very upset about the circumstances. I notice I again reflect a lot of the feelings and the temperament of the week that's in it for people who indeed can see how fragile life is in the first place. And so, to again, to the families in particular, the families that have suffered this ferocious loss, together with the families of police officers, not only in New York City, but throughout the United States, who have now a further reminder and are worried of what they do every single morning, that they and their own families are faced with the threat of some of the lunatic behavior that we have witnessed in the last week. God bless them, and again, if there was ever a time to show support for those who actually take care of us, we might add to that list as well those who are the military, who are taking care of us throughout the world. Well, maybe this, as we wrap up this year, maybe we should again give them a salute, our good wishes, and indeed keep them in our prayers.